This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
Traditionally, food security and food insecurity have been topics of conversation about a problem, and we want to make it a human rights conversation about a right, which is that we do have a right to food in this country.
That's Andrea Thompson, the Marketing and Communications Manager at Foodshare Toronto. We chat about their annual fundraiser, Recipe for Change, which is underway right now, running from Friday, February 19th to Friday, February 26th. Their 2021 edition looks a little different from past years, but at the heart of it, it's still about coming together, having fun, and championing the right to food in the city. If you're not familiar with Foodshare Toronto, here's what you need to know about them.
Foodshare Toronto is a food justice organization, and we're focused on working alongside communities in the Toronto area to ultimately, we hope, work towards realizing the right to food.
Andrea tells me that their values at Foodshare Toronto can be seen in all types of their work, even the Recipe for Change fundraiser. She explains what that has looked like in the last few years.
And even the party that we, which is really what Recipe for Change has been about in the past, really just getting our community together, dancing, eating, having a good time, that has shifted, I think, in a way to make sure that we're putting a spotlight, for example, on women chefs, or a spotlight on Black chefs, that we're, you know, our entertainer the last couple of years has been an amazing drag queen who's just got everybody out on the dance floor. And so I think we've been working towards aligning our fundraising event, you know, with our organizational values.
Their first virtual Recipe for Change still demonstrates those values, but from a different angle. 2021 is all about education and shining a light on all the people that make Foodshare Toronto run smoothly.
In some ways, the pandemic really created that opportunity for us to highlight the work that our whole team is doing. Most people in Toronto, when they think about Foodshare these days, they think about Paul Taylor, our executive director. And every time Paul does an interview, you hear him say, "I work with an amazing team of people." I mean, he big ups the team more than anybody else. But we were really excited at this opportunity for people to meet the other folks who work at Foodshare and who are doing work in gardens and farms and school programs all across the city. So yeah. That was the shift, the really conscious shift that we made out of the necessity of putting things online.
Andrea adds that this could be a great introduction for folks that are still getting familiar with the organization.
We've had a lot of visibility, you know, as a result of the pandemic, and as a result of a lot of the anti-Black racism conversations and anti-indigeneity conversations that have been happening. And now it's an opportunity for folks to get to know us a little bit more and also to amplify some voices from within our community.
The fundraising element of Recipe for Change is also different this year. Foodshare Toronto has opted for a pay what you want model.
We chose to move towards not pay what you can, because can, we thought, created a bit of an expectation in folks, but pay what you want. Have a look at this programming. Have a look at how much you're actually going to be able to make time for in this Zoom world and with Zoom fatigue. See what works for you in your schedule. See which things grab you, and then, you know, pay what you think is appropriate. And we have seen such incredible generosity from the community since this pandemic began. And so we wanted to be very clear that this was mostly about getting this programming out into the world. And yes, if folks thought it had some value and if they had some money that they could kick in, we will take it. We'll take it, and we promise to do good stuff with it. But at the end of the day, we really want everybody to be able to hear these conversations. I think the thing we're most passionate about is our closing panel, which is a live Q&A with elected officials. And that we will also be streaming on Facebook, because it was very important to us that that not be something that felt gatekept or that somebody had to have paid access to.
Andrea adds that pay what you want can also mean $0, because ultimately money is tight, especially these days. So what exactly happens after you secure your pay what you want ticket to Recipe for Change? It means access to a 7-day silent auction where you can bid on everything from gift baskets and certificates for the food lovers in your life to elaborate at-home chef experiences. It also includes exclusive virtual video tours of the markets, gardens, and farms that Foodshare works with, plus their warehouse where their team has packed over 80,000 food boxes during the pandemic. There's also a host of Q&As and workshops with the Foodshare Toronto team and special guests from around the community.
When it came to Recipe for Change, our main motivation was getting folks to just have a look at the wide range of things that we do at FoodShare, and also the work that we do with community. So we've got some really excellent special guests from Gig Workers United and from the People's Pantry, because FoodShare isn't doing this work in a vacuum. We're not doing this work alone. And often we're not doing this work directly with communities. It's amazing mutual aid organizations and unions and grassroots organizations that are doing the work. So we want to make sure that those folks get the credit that they deserve.
These Q&As and workshops will kick off with a coffee chat on Monday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. titled Evolving Our Food System, Conversations on Community Food Growing. Here you'll learn about growing food in the city, reducing waste through composting, and how urban agriculture can be a driver for a change in our communities. Shortly after, there's a cooking class on Monday at noon titled Unboxing the Good Food Box. In this session, FoodShare will be unpacking fresh produce from their home delivery produce box, also known as the Good Food Box, and sharing a few quick and easy recipes to try out. Tuesday at 2 p.m. is a panel discussion titled Self-Determined Solutions for Advancing Food Justice. In this session, Hannah Sung will be hosting a discussion with speakers from FoodShare, as well as Scarborough Co-op Food Market and Gig Workers United. On Wednesday, February 24th, tune in for a webinar titled Nature Therapy, Gardening and Mental Health. Here you'll learn about the mental health benefits of caring for plants, as well as the steps to make DIY macrame plant hangers. Thursday at 11 a.m. is a panel discussion titled Right to Food, Community-Driven COVID Response. Panelists from FoodShare, Maggie's, and the People's Pantry will be exploring mutual aid initiatives to support friends and neighbors with fresh food during the pandemic, and the policy interventions that are needed to create the conditions for long-term food security. Of course, Andrea is excited about everything related to Recipe for Change, but she tells me that the last event does hold a special place in her heart. Their week of programming ends with a live Q&A with elected officials on what the right to food looks like.
We've been quite outspoken in the last few years about the role of government in putting in place the structures that we need to ultimately, you know, alleviate poverty, right? We often have a conversation about food, and we have a conversation about food insecurity and hunger, but all of those things are a result of poverty, and poverty, you know, are a result of income inequality and a lack of social systems that, you know, support folks when they need it. And so for us to actually have, you know, government officials, not to bring them in for gotcha questions or, you know, holding anybody's feet to the fire, anything like that. Just saying, hey, come talk to us. We know you're thinking about these things. We know you're working on these things. We know that if you're not, you should be, but that this is your, you know, this is your job. These are the things you were elected to do. And so it's an exercise in accountability, but we also genuinely hope it's an inspirational exercise, you know, for folks sitting in government as well, to recognize that the community has the answers. They know what needs to be done. Just come and have a listen.
They'll be answering a mix of pre-recorded video questions submitted by the community, as well as folks that are tuning in live.
So to make sure that we absolutely hear from, you know, certain communities like grocery store workers who have been, you know, essential in this pandemic, from migrant workers, from folks experiencing food insecurity, from gig economy workers. We've actually pre-recorded some video questions to be certain that, you know, we cover some of those topics. Indigenous food sovereignty is going to be covered. Anti-Black racism and what work's being done to address the huge disparity between Black food insecurity and their white counterparts. All of those of things, you know, that's a conversation that we're able to kind of have in one place, you know, create government accountability, but also genuinely have a back and forth conversation about how we tackle this together.
Not only that, but this Q&A will be hosted by Renee Jagdeo, a student at the University of Toronto, who is already making history in the city.
We have an amazing moderator, Renee Jagdeo, who was the youngest person to ever run for Toronto City Council. It was very important to us that we have a young person hosting this panel who could speak to the ways in which food insecurity is affecting the current generation, and to also speak for students as well. So we'll hopefully hear from Renee on the question of food insecurity on campus as well.
And thinking beyond Recipe for Change, Andrea says that there's lots more to look forward to at FoodShare Toronto.
You know, gardens will begin to bloom and farms will begin to be planted and spring harvests will start to happen. And so we're excited for folks to join us on that journey. We're going to keep, you know, speaking truth to power. We're going to keep holding, you know, governments and other, you know, power brokers to account for things like paid sick days, for things like migrant worker rights, and, you know, actual tangible plans for dealing with anti-Black racism and anti-indigeneity. So yeah, stay tuned to FoodShare.
Andrea also tells me that students are more than welcome at FoodShare Toronto, whether you're looking to access their services or bring your own ideas to life.
You know, we'd love to see university students and students in general come out to Recipe for Change. And also students reach out to us for ways that we can collaborate and we can support each other. There is some amazing innovation happening around the right to food in general, around human rights always at universities. But also we know that students are also really affected by food insecurity, and hunger on campus, or virtual campus as it were, is real. And in fact, a lot of places that students used to be able to depend on for food has, you know, a lot of those sources have become inaccessible to them, either geographically because they're not coming to campus anymore, or because those services aren't available. And so we're mindful of that, and we'd love to continue to have a dialogue with students and other young people about, you know, how we can help, but also how we can, more importantly, I think, how we can work together.
To purchase your Pay What You Want tickets to Recipe for Change and learn about everything else connected to FoodShare Toronto, visit their website at foodshare.net. This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.